For 2 hours, residents lined up to get their chance at a microphone to share thoughts on the pros and cons of regulated marijuana in New York State. They touched on decriminalizing possession for the future and sealing the records of those impacted by it in the past. Others talked about long-standing phobias and stereotypes of using the drug, but many circled around the subject of its medicinal use. Dent Neurological Institute Director Dr. Laszlo Meschler says he has over 6,000 patients being treated with marijuana and has become an advocate for it, but he's concerned that the process of legalizing adult use lacks proper control of the program.
Because this is a medication. You're taking things that could affect you. So I think most people here are more comfortable when a physician gives something, a physician who may have experience in this. So all I'm requesting is simple. If we're going to do this, have physicians in leadership roles.
Others spoke out against legalization, like William Penman, executive director of the Allegheny County Council on Substance Abuse. He believes in the medicinal components of marijuana, but says after seeing the devastation caused to families by alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, the state does not need to legalize marijuana for general use.
Legalizing another drug and saying that we are going to, we're going to regulate it by doing education programs and so on. We've done that with alcohol and with tobacco, and we've not been very successful with those.
Members of a 20-person working group will take last night's public comments, along with others from across New York, and consider them as they craft legislation between mid-October and the end of the year. That legislation is expected to be up for consideration in the 2019 legislative session. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.